You know, it'd be interesting to do a survey of people's prayer lives to see how they pray. Do they just ask God for stuff, pour out their hearts to Him? Do they worship Him and adore Him? And here's the kicker. Do they confess their sins before God and ask for His forgiveness? I wonder. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. I was up early the other morning sitting at my desk in my study with the window open, and it was garbage morning. You could hear the truck going around the streets, emptying the rubbish out of the bins, and that unmistakable clanking of the bottles being tipped out of their recycling bins into the truck. Each week, same time, same thing. But imagine if we skipped that little routine for just 2 or 3 weeks, how our streets and our homes would stink. Look, just living life creates rubbish, physical, emotional, and spiritual. It's just a natural byproduct of life. But we don't like to talk about that. We plaster a thin veneer of respectability over the top, you know, nice clothes, nice home, good job, and yet we wonder why some days life stinks. You can't hide the rubbish. Eventually it stinks. You can't hide the sin. Eventually it poisons your life. So what's the answer? You have to take out the garbage. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, God will forgive us. We can trust God to do this. He always does what's right. He will make us clean from all the wrong things we've done. Confessing our sins means getting real, taking responsibility, owning up before God. Because here's what happens when we do that. God will forgive us. He will make us clean from all the wrong things we've done. How do we know that? Because He's faithful. We can trust Him to do this. So today, tomorrow, the next day, take out the rubbish. That's God's word fresh for you today. Seriously, God wants to clean the rubbish out. He will forgive you each and every time. But on top of that, He wants to change your life for the better, to take you to another level of maturity. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com. And right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.